from Matamoros to help us in our Hispanic ministry in Collinsville, Marco Antonio Diaz Velarde Lagarin. I know you can say that back to me. It took me 2 years to say that. But Marco came, and he had a burden for some people in Veracruz up in the mountains that they had come up to the Gulf to do fishing, the men, and go back home. And he said those kids, you know, was primitive. And he shared that with me. He lived in my house for 6 or 8 months, him and his wife and his little girl with us. And he shared that with me, that he always wanted to go down. And I said, I can get you there. I'll do my best to get you there. We went down to preach, and he interpreted for me in a little village in a hut. And it had a fence around it. At that time, you had to get permission to get in from the head honcho there. He let us in, gave us some water. And there was a man standing out by the fence with no shirt on and rolled up something. He was smoking, and Raimundo, and now he's the assistant in that church. He was the town drunk or the village drunk. And now when Chavello's not there, he'll preach. And his wife was so happy when he got saved. Amen. And her kitchen was outside under the sky, a fire. And now he built a little shelter over it with walls. And now if it's raining, she don't have to cook in the rain. And some kind of family. But anyway, Chavello, Brian, we went down there, and then those people got saved in that village. And we needed somebody to keep the work going. And Brian told me about Chavello, and that's where I met Chavello. And he came down. He was making, I'm gonna say some things that he had never said about himself, okay? It's good. It's all, I know nothing bad about this man, other than he gives me a hard time. So, amen. Amen. You know that. It's mutual. So he came down. He's an engineer. He can build bridges, buildings, roads. And he was making $500 a week in Monterey. He came to Veracruz, Mexico, to a place called Tlacolula, and lived in a little motel for a while. And there was a time, I didn't know it, I didn't catch it, but they were eating tortillas with salt on them and peppers. That's all they had to eat. They slept on the plaza, which is a big cement place, before they could get in the motel. They slept in the truck. And I didn't become aware of that. I did my best, and this church did, to get them on their feet down there. And he left Monterey with $500 a week to Veracruz, Mexico for $50 a week. What do you think about that one? And he's got a wife that stood right with him. Amen. And they raised their kids there, and they're back in Monterey now, and they're by themselves down there now. And I feel just as comfortable in their home and in that church that started out as a bamboo church as I do standing right here. Those people are our friends. 25 years, they're part of us. And I wished everybody could just be there for a while, and then they could be here for a while. But at least Brother Chavello's here, and we're glad to have him. He's my dear friend. Venga, por favor, Chavello, hermano. See, I've got Leon. Where does Leon go? We're in trouble if he's not. You can't come. I'm going to tell what, Chavello's very careful to get up and get in the pulpit now, because we were at Gerald Taylor's church. We were at Gerald's Taylor and church, and somebody want to get a picture? No, please, no. So we were down there, and we were sitting towards the back where Robert is, and so Gerald said, missionary Chavello, come up here and pray. And he thought he said preach. Bless his heart. He don't mind me saying this, okay?
No, tend to not.
Okay. That's when he hears it and he don't like what I'm saying. So he said, come up here and pray. Chavello got up there and preached. And everybody's got their head bowed and he's preaching. And they're standing up. And finally somebody, I was laughing. I said, this is funny. And so somebody finally said, pray. So he said, in the name of Christ, amen. He said, it's good to have Leon with us. He's filling in, helping us 2 Sundays of in Collinsville. We're glad to have you and your family and your grandson.
I expect him sometime.
Good to have you here, Paul.
Amen.
We got some whole wives there, too.
I drink.
Oh, yeah, the master's.
Yeah. Hey, I speak Japanese. This okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Dios les bendiga a todos.
God bless everybody.
Me da gusto verlos otra vez.
It's a joy to see y'all again.
Hice venir personalmente con mi esposa Letty. Está por allá.
It's my wife, Letty, back there in the back.
Que ha sido una compañera fiel en la obra de Dios.
She's been a faithful companion in the work of God.
También para agradecer a toda la iglesia.
Also, I want to thank the whole church.
Por sus oraciones.
For your prayers.
Por el soporte.
For your support.
Desde hace 24 años.
For about 24 years.
Y también, hermanos, por el haberme adoptado como su misionero de la Iglesia Bautista.
Also,
bienvenidos.
Brother Butler, for adopting me as a missionary to this church, or from the church.
Gracias, hermanos.
Thank you, brother.
También gracias a su pastor, a mi pastor, Roger Butler.
Thank you to your pastor. He said his pastor, Roger Butler.
Okay. Vamos a la Biblia.
Open your Bibles.
¿Tú lees? No. Okay. Primera de Corintios 3:17. El título en esta mañana. Es advertencias bíblicas para todos nosotros.
Important Bible teaching for all of us.
Es posible.
It's possible
que un solo pecado.
That one sin.
Puede cerrar la puerta para el propósito. De nuestra vida.
Can close the door to the rest of our lives.
Dice ahí en nuestro versículo, por favor, puede leer, hermano León, en inglés.
3:17. If a man defileth the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple are ye?
Eso no solo. Eso no solo subraya la gravedad del pecado.
It's a grave thing to sin.
Sino que también revela que nuestra mente y espíritu.
But that sin also reveals that our mind and our spirit.
Son santuarios.
They're sanctuaries.
Dedicados.
Dedicated.
A Él.
To God. Our bodies are sanctuaries dedicated to God. And not the sin.
Amen. ¿Qué significa realmente destruir el templo de Dios?
What does this signify to destroy the temple of God?
¿Y cómo esto puede afectar nuestro llamado de Dios?
And how can this affect our calling of God?
No solo a los predicadores y misioneros.
Not only the preachers.
Sino a todos por igual.
Everybody's the same.
Hoy veremos cómo ciertas transgresiones.
Today we're going to see how certain transgression
no solo daña nuestra relación con Dios,
they don't only harm our relationship with God,
sino que también nos descalifican
but it also disqualifies us
para cumplir el propósito de Dios.
From completing God's will for our life.
Amen. Es el propósito de un predicador es predicar la palabra de Dios.
God's will for a preacher's life is to preach the word of God.
Pero también los cristianos tienen un trabajo en la iglesia.
But also Christians have a job to do here at church.
Dios le dio a la iglesia
God gave the church
la responsabilidad
the responsibility
de llevar el evangelio a todo el mundo.
To take the gospel to the whole world.
Amen. Tal vez muchos no pueden ir.
So there's a lot who cannot go.
Pero sí podemos dar para que otros vayan.
But you can give that others can go.
Entonces hoy veremos.
So today we're going to see.
Estas advertencias bíblicas.
¿Qué es esa palabra, hermano? Advertencia.
Advertencia es careful.
Oh, warning. Okay, yeah. This biblical warning.
Pero hay también la esperanza.
There's also the hope.
Que aún existe de buscar arrepentirse.
But that one will find a way to repent or come to repentance.
El propósito de Dios para nuestras vidas.
The proposition of God for our lives.
Es un regalo que no tiene precio.
It's a gift that doesn't have a price.
Pero también una responsabilidad.
But also a responsibility.
Para nosotros de vivir en santidad.
But we also have a responsibility to live a holy life.
Sin embargo, hay ciertos pecados.
There are certain sins.
Que no solo hieren nuestra relación con Dios. Puede descalificarnos para participar en la obra de Dios.
From participating in God's will for our lives.
Ha habido pastores, misioneros,
there's been pastors and missionaries
que han caído en pecado
that have fallen to sin,
y Dios ya no los usa.
And God no longer uses them.
Pero pueden arrepentirse. Y volver otra vez a servir a Dios. Amen. Hebreos 12:1. Somos exhortados a despojarnos de todo pecado que nos atreve. Y a correr con paciencia la carrera que tenemos por delante. Pero ¿qué ocurre cuando el pecado no es solo un peso? No puede haber. Sino también una barrera que nos aleja de la presencia de Dios.
But also a barrier that keeps us from the presence of God.
La historia de el rey Saúl.
The story of King Saul.
Primer rey de Israel,
the first king of Israel
es un ejemplo claro de cómo solo un pecado
it's a clear example of how one sin
puede cambiar el curso de nuestra vida.
Can change the course of your life.
destinada para el servicio de Dios.
And your life was destined to serve God. Now it has been changed by sin.
El rey Saúl,
King Saul,
fue elegido por Dios. Para ser el rey. Pero, perdón. Elegido por Dios, ungido por Samuel.
Chosen of God and blessed by Samuel.
Y equipado por Dios,
yet by God,
para ser liderar el pueblo de Israel.
Liberate.
Pero primera Samuel capítulo 15, versículo 22, encontramos. Un tiempo crítico en donde Saúl desobedeció las instrucciones de Dios. Destruir completamente a los amalecitas. Y conservar lo mejor del vecino. Aunque intentó justificarse, dice que lo hizo para sacrificar a Dios. Con los falsos y sacrificios. Ciertamente la obediencia es mejor que la gracia de Dios.
He feels a care that the Lord God has great delight.
Cuidado, hermanos pastores, también la desobediencia de Saúl no fue un error menor. Fue un acto de rebeldía que reveló un corazón más inclinado para obedecer a los hombres que obedecer a Dios. Por ese pecado, Dios lo rechazó. Samuel le dijo que va a crear no más. La desobediencia puede llevarnos a perder el privilegio. De ser usado por no solo a los predicadores, también a recuerda, hermanos, que un solo pecado,
remember, brothers,
por acá, que hizo que todo el pueblo estuviera en derrota.
Korah caused one sin, his one sin caused the ground to open up and swallow up a whole town, a whole people.
Recuerden que un solo pecado,
remember, one sin
nos trajo la muerte,
brought death,
y la condenación,
and condemnation.
Pero Cristo,
but Christ,
vino a salvar,
came to give us life.
Juan 3:16, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que dio a su Hijo unigénito, para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda,
not perish,
mas tenga vida eterna.
But have everlasting life.
Un solo pecado
this one sin
puede quitarnos el privilegio
and take away the privilege
de servir a Dios.
Of serving God.
Cuando el pecado entró en el mundo,
when sin came into the world,
el hombre se empezó a esconder de Dios.
Man started to hide from God.
Se perdió la comunión con Dios.
He lost communion with God.
Pero esa comunión fue restaurada.
But that communion was restored.
Cuando Cristo vino al mundo.
When Christ came to this world.
Amén. Dios no llama a gente perfecta.
God is not looking for perfect people.
Pero sí llama a gente obediente.
God is looking for obedient people.
Amén. Amén. No hay perfectos.
There's nobody perfect.
Pero puede haber algunos obedientes.
So can be obedient.
¿Cuántos conocen a Cristo? Amén. Amén. Levanten su mano los que
raise
conocen a Cristo ya.
Know Christ.
Ok. ¿Cuántos aman a Cristo?
How many love Christ?
Levanten su mano. Ahora, ¿cuántos obedecen a
now,
Cristo?
How many obey Christ?
Una, dos manos solo. Amén.
Yeah,
en el Salmo 51:17,
Psalm 51:7. Are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise.
Amen. Amen. El Dios quiere gente obediente.
God wants obedient people.
Amen.
Amen. Este contraste entre David y Saúl.
This contrast between David and Saul.
Mientras que Saúl justifica sus acciones,
while Saul is justifying his actions,
y endureció su corazón,
and hardening his heart,
David reconoció su pecado,
David recognized his sin,
y se humilló ante Dios,
and he humbled himself before God,
permitiendo que su gracia,
allowing God's grace,
lo restaurara,
to restore him.
Amen. Si me dicen amén, muy seguido voy a ir a terminar rápido.
Amen. If you say amen more often, you'll finish faster.
El pecado no solo afecta a nuestra relación con Dios,
sin not only affects our relationship with God,
sino que tiene un impacto directo,
also has a direct impact,
a nuestra capacidad para cumplir su propósito.
On our capacity to do God's will.
En segunda de Timoteo 2, 20 y 21.
2 Timothy 2, 20 and 21. Let's read over there.
Timoteo 2, 20 y 21. lejos.
Okay. And the Bible tells us, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
Amen. Dios quiere limpios.
God wants clean.
Amen.
Amen. ¿Cuántos de ustedes quisieran tomar agua en un vaso sucio?
How many of you would want to drink water from a dirty cup?
Dios necesita vasos limpios.
God needs clean vessels.
Esta necesidad, este versículo nos muestra la necesidad de apartarnos del pecado.
This verse demonstrates the necessity for us to be separated from sin.
Para ser efectivos en la obra de Dios.
So that we can be effective in the work of God.
Pastores, misioneros.
Missionaries.
No podemos predicar.
We cannot preach.
Cuando estamos mal.
When we're in sin.
No podemos predicar con libertad.
We cannot preach with liberty.
That's right.
Porque el pecado nos aplasta.
Because that sin, it'll stifle us.
El pecado nos no nos deja hacerlo. Sí, podemos hacerlo, pero no está bien.
So you can preach, but you won't have the power of God on your preaching.
Amen. Mateo 7:21.
Matthew 7:21.
Well, sí.
That's what he said.
No todo el que me dice.
Yeah. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen. A lo mejor se están durmiendo. No. No están durmiendo, hermano. No se oye nada.
Maybe you're falling asleep here because there's a lot of people going on.
Este versículo nos muestra.
This verse demonstrates to us.
Que no es suficiente hacer cosas buenas.
It's not sufficient to do good things.
Pero sí debemos hacer cosas buenas.
But we should be doing good things.
Pero alineadas.
But those good things.
Con un corazón, con la voluntad de Dios.
Have to be in line with God's will.
En Hebreos capítulo 3, versículo 13.
In Hebrews 3:13. Bible tells us, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Cuando el pecado, hermanos, no se confiesa,
when sin is not confessed,
ni se abandona, nos endurece el corazón,
or is abandoned, it hardens our heart,
y nos aleja de la sensibilidad espiritual,
and it keeps us from having a sensitive spirit.
El endurecimiento no ocurre de un día a otro.
And hardness does not come from one day to the next.
Sino que hace mucho tiempo se ha venido desobedeciendo la voz de Dios.
It's a ongoing thing that has been coming to that hardness. It's taken a while to get there.
El pecado más peligroso en la vida del cristiano y del pastor.
The most dangerous sin in the life of a Christian or of a preacher or pastor, missionary.
Es la falta de integridad con Dios.
It's the loss of integrity with God.
La Biblia nos muestra cómo los líderes,
los líderes,
sí, los líderes es el pastor.
The Bible tells us how the leaders
que caen en el pecado,
how these leaders who fall in sin,
no solo dañan a la iglesia,
they don't only hurt the church,
sino también la fe de aquellos que lo siguen.
But also the faith of those that were looking at him and witnessing in the town, and it just affects so many things.
También afectan a la familia.
It also affects his family.
Al mundo también.
The world.
Amen. Mateo 18:6
Matthew
dice
18:6 But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea.
Amen. Cualquiera que haga tropezar a uno de estos pequeñitos.
So anybody who offends one of these little ones.
Es mejor que se le ate una.
Bible says it's better for a millstone.
Una piedra roja.
Or hanged around his neck, a rock.
Y que sea lanzado al mar.
That he'd be drowned in the depths of the sea.
Mal testimonio, hermanos. A la familia.
A bad testimony for your family.
Mal testimonio a la iglesia.
Bad testimony for the church.
Y mal testimonio al mundo.
And bad testimony for the world.
¿Qué pensaría usted si el hermano Roger cayera en pecado?
What would you think if Brother Butler fell in sin?
¿Usted dejaría de venir?
Would you stop coming to church?
Amén. Hay pecados que no se ven.
There are sins that aren't seen.
Amen. No podemos ver el corazón de la gente.
Can't see the heart.
Pero Dios los ve.
But God sees them.
Amen. Hay pecados que se ven y hay pecados que no se ven.
There's sins that are seen and sins that are unseen.
Amen. Los hijos de Eli, por ejemplo.
The sons of Eli, for example.
1 Samuel 13:14. Ellos eran sacerdotes de Dios.
They were priests of God.
Pero estando en pecado,
if they were in sin,
Dios declaró que la casa de Eli,
and God declared that Eli's house,
no sería expiada.
Would not be.
14.
Okay, let me read it. 4:13. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons make themselves vile, and he restrained them not.
Amen.
And 14 says, and therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever.
El pecado, hermanos, tiene consecuencias no solo terrenales, sino eternas también.
So sin not only has consequences for right now, but it has consequences for eternity.
Amen. Esta sentencia nos muestra que la falta de arrepentimiento y la presencia en el pecado, perdón, y la persistencia en el pecado.
So this tells us that without repenting from your sin,
puede tener consecuencias eternas.
Would have eternal consequences.
Dios es justo. Para perdonar. ejemplo con David. Se va a la casa, mi casa, oh, para descansar, descansar. Pero si no, sí. Dios, ¿cómo Dios lo alejó por un día? Pero él no, amén. En Segunda Crónica 7:14,
Second Chronicles 7:14.
Si supiera yo el inglés, hermano, yo me voy hasta allá y me vengo, pero no, no sé. Cuidado. That's from the
Second Samuel 7:14. The Bible says it's my people for a talk on my people. Then will I be a success.
Amen. Hay oportunidad, hermano.
There's an opportunity
para arrepentir.
For repentance.
Amén. Proverbios 28:13 dice que el que encubre tu pecado es
Father.
28:13. Encubre su pecado, no prosperará. Pero el que lo confiesa, se partan. Pero toda nuestra sensibilidad y afectando nuestra capacidad para discernir la voz de Dios. Amén. Proverbios 3, 7 al 8 dice. Juan 10, Juan 10, 27. No soy el buen pastor. Si tu oveja oye mi voz y la tienes, ¿cuántos pueden escuchar la voz de Dios? Debemos escuchar la voz de Dios, somos ovejas de Dios. Ese nivel de intimidad con Dios requiere un corazón limpio. Dispuesto a oír la voz de Dios.
Ready to hear God's voice.
El pecado no solo afecta
not only affects
nuestra capacidad para oír a Dios,
our capacity to hear God's voice,
sino que también crea, porque también crea una apertura para escuchar otras voces.
And it also creates an opportunity to hear other voices.
Amen. El ejemplo de Eva en el huerto del Edén.
Apple of Eve.
Amen.
In the garden. Genesis chapter 3.
It's okay, no más. It's solo un versículo. Hey, no, me too. Hey, solo así. Okay. Very good. ¿Cuántos de nosotros hemos dejado? Ahora estamos escuchando la voz. ¿Cuántos diablos nos lleva la... lleva el pecado? Y nos falta. ¿Quiere persona así? Nos llama... Es persona que obedece, ¿no? Es útil para la obra. Pero si no, ¿no? Como cristiano, somos creyentes. Gracias, hermano. Okay. Por esto, no. Poco de gordo. No, sí. God bless you.